咁咧，首先歡迎大家咧出席今日下晝呢個從家庭開始之門徒塑造嘅呢個專題講座。咁我哋好開心啦，我哋嘅講員係 Pastor Ann Chan。咁大家都知咧，曾金發牧師同埋曾金發師母咧，都係喺睿意塑造門徒教會咧呢個嘅課題上邊咧好資深，同埋咧亦都帶住全世界好多嘅領袖同埋教會咧朝住呢個方向嚟行嘅。我諗起一個説話就係、是。夫妇同心，其利断金，系咪啊？咁咧，今朝嘅Pastor Chan 啊，即系曾金发牧师嘅讲座里边咧，曾金发牧师琴晚同今朝讲座都不下一次就话咧，Pastor Ann Chan 咧系佢嘅 boss 嚟嘅，咁即系可想而知系最有影响力嘅女士啊！咁我哋好开心咧，今日咧能够邀请佢去喺下昼咧同大家去分享呢个嘅题目。我哋之前收到 Pastor Ann Chan 咧，系寄咗有七张纸咁多嘅资料俾我哋。咁你净系睇手上嘅资料，你知道一定系一个好丰富、好丰富嘅讲座。不过话俾你听咧，资料还资料，只不过系头脑上面嘅认知。头先我有机会咧，同 Pastor Ann Chan 同Pastor Ann Chan 咧一齐食晏昼嗰阵时咧，佢分享到佢自己屋企嘅故事。所以他今天跟你说的不单止只是头脑上面怎样去塑造门徒，在家里面塑造门徒，而是他们夫妇二人怎样在他们自己家庭里面身体力行地走出来。我相信大家都期待着这些真实的个案，真实的故事，不是只是空讲的，是真实的实践。我们先有个祈祷。父神，感谢你的恩典，感谢你，因为让我们有家庭，有爱我们的家人，也都有我们需要去爱和照顾的家人。但是因着工作上面的扭曲，因着时间上面的扭曲，因着世界价值上面的扭曲，以致很多时候我们去忽略了去照顾我们的家庭。主啊，我们首先在你面前去承认自己的欠缺，但是求主帮助我们去认识清楚我们在家庭里面那个的角色和那个责任。主啊，你既然赐给我们有家人，有我们下一代的子女需要去牧养和照顾的时候，我们知道这个是一个很重要的责任。求你今天藉着你忠心的仆人 Pastor Ann Chan 的教导，他的提醒，和他亲自很多他真实自己的故事带给我们激励，带给我们有提醒，而我们一同用一个敞开的心来到去学习。而顺祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜名祈求，阿们。好，我们以热烈的掌声欢迎。好，请。是了，我哋请埋我哋嘅翻译啊，好嘛？唔该。
Hello，
大家好。
Can you hear me？
听唔听到咧
？Can you hear me？
听唔听到啊
？Okay， thank you. Today I want to discuss with us this topic called discipleship and family life.
今日早上大家讲下题目咧，就系作主门徒同埋家庭生活。
Some of us come from difficult families。
咁有啲人咧嚟自都有多问题嘅家庭。
Because of a dysfunctional family we grew up in, we became dysfunctional parents。
咁由于我哋本身嘅家庭咧系有问题啦，咁可能我哋自己成长当中都会有问题。
And because we grew up as a rebellious adult, we produce rebellious kids。
咁由於我哋本身咧成長嘅時候都好有反叛性，咁所以我哋可能咧啲細路仔咧都會變得反叛。
And therefore, in the light of this, how then should we parent as Christian parents？
咁所以個問題就係我哋點樣能夠做好一個基督徒嘅父母咧
？You see, the challenge for us today is how do we preserve the spiritual legacy？
咁我今日面對嗰個嘅挑戰咧，就係點能夠保存嗰個係靈性上面嘅成全。
So the discipleship is about living the life of Christ in me.
作主门徒的意思呢，就是说活出基督在我里面的生命。
You and I are given a very difficult task. We are called parents.
做父母呢，其实很困难的。
And therefore, the challenge today for us is to how do we pass on the faith to our children and our children's children?
咁所以我哋面对挑战呢，就是怎样将我哋嘅信心啦、信念交俾我哋嘅细路仔同埋佢哋嘅细路仔。
More than ever before, we are faced with the seduction of lust, of power, and of wealth.
咁其实而家嘅世界咧，系更加好多人都面对住情欲啦。权力啦，同埋财富嗰个嘅引诱噶。
And if we are honest with ourselves as a Christian, we struggle with either one of the three badly.
其实如果我系坦白面对自己嘅话咧，其实我哋每一个人咧都面对紧嗰三样嘢当中，可能系其中嘅一啲嘅一两样咁样。
Some of us struggle with two, and some of us struggle with all of these.
咁可能我哋有啲人系即系面对紧两样嘅试探，或者三样都面对紧噶。
So therefore the challenge is this, the catchword for the next generation is freedom.
咁我哋面对系啲咩挑战呢，就话而家下一代嘅人呢成日都讲话自由。
You know, freedom doesn't start when they are teenager, it starts when they are 2 years old.
其实呢个自由唔系就话佢变成少年人啦，就会面对其实两岁已经系有呢个自由嘅问题㗎啦。
Well, because they want to wear a red color shoe, a pair of shoes, or they want to wear the yellow dress, and you say no.
其实他们可能想穿一对红色的鞋或者黄色的衣服，但你又不想他们穿啊。
So they will challenge and they will enlarge their boundaries so that they will exert their will over your will.
他们经常都想挑战极限，很想呢，你跟着他的意思去走的。
So that's why they call them the terrible twos and the terrible threes.
所以他们可能就觉得自己是一些很得人惊的小孩啊这样。
Let me give you a clue, parents.
咁作为父母，我俾一啲嘅线索俾大家。
If you don't win over your children at 2 and 3, you can't win over them when they're teenagers.
其实如果佢哋你细路仔咧两三岁嘅时候，你好似搞唔掂佢哋咧，咁佢大啲咧就未必听你话噶啦。
Because they challenge you the same way they will challenge you when they were 2 or 3.
因为当佢十零岁嘅时候咧，就会好似两三岁咁继续挑战你。
So we better learn parenting skills.Before they turn to be teenagers.
咁最好咧，当佢未到十几岁以前咧，大家就学好点样做父母咧，有咩技巧咧
？Because the same growth phase parallels each other, 2 and 3 and their teenage years.
因为其实唔同嘅阶段，其实嗰个做父母要注意嘅事都系差唔多噶。
You see, the underlying root is that they do not want to live under the law.
其实个问题嘅根源咧，就系啲细路仔佢哋唔想喺律法底下嚟到生活。
And as adults and parents, we are the law, isn't it?
咁作为成人啦，作为父母，佢哋觉得我哋就系嗰个法律啦。
So the same word that is being used in the book of Romans depicts lawlessness.
罗马书里边讲到咧，系冇法律嘅情况系点样嘅
？Because of the depravity of man, nobody wants to live under God's law.
由于人的堕落，所以没有人想活在神的法律底下。
And because of the rebellious streak in children, they do not want to live under the parents' law.
由于小孩本身都有这个反叛的个性，他都不想活在父母的法律底下。
Because we inherited sin, so we sin because of inherited sin.
我们是继承了一些先祖的罪恶。
And we sin because of our sin as well.
咁由于我哋嗰个罪嘅本性，我哋系会犯罪嘅。
And so in the light of this, let's look at the disciple of Jesus. How were they like?
咁我哋睇下耶稣嘅门徒佢哋系点嘅咧
？E. Stanley Jones say this: Their level of life within was adequate to meet the problems and possibilities before them.
系啦，好似大家嘅即系笔记里边写到啦 ，E. Stanley Jones 嗰度讲过啦，佢哋内在嘅生命。是足够应付面前各样的问题和种种可发生的情况。
These are the disciples of Jesus because they were so well mentored that they were able to meet whatever that comes.
这些就是其实指的是耶稣的门徒，他们有一个好的导师，所以他们能够面对到各样的问题。
So you and I need to be disciples of Jesus.
所以我们大家都要成为耶稣的门徒。
so that we can meet all the challenges, not just in parenting, but the challenges facing us from the world.
所以我哋咧就能够咧系面对呢个世界上俾我哋唔同各样嘅挑战，唔系只系做父母，而系世界上各样嘅挑战。
You see, Robert Solomon, I want to quote this. He says, "Our life of discipleship is really, really gets going when what we understand and what our mind is experienced in our hearts."
另外一位嘅作家啦 ，Robert Solomon， 佢讲到，当我哋嘅心体验咗头脑嘅道理，我哋嘅门徒生命就得以成长。
You see, you are Christian, you worship in the church, so you believe in God.
咁大家都系基督徒啦，我哋喺教会度敬拜，咁我都相信神嘅。
If we are serious in our faith, we will be disciples of Jesus Christ.
如果我哋真系好认真，对我哋信仰好认真，我哋系会作为基督嘅门徒。
But that's only your belief.
呢个你头脑上咁样谂啦。
But behavior can be different, isn't it?
但行为上系咪一样咧？
So what we believe and how we behave must come together.
所以我哋嘅信仰，我哋信乜嘢，同个行为一定系要一致嘅。
So even as adults, we believe in Jesus, but whether we submit to Jesus, that's another matter.
所以我哋虽然我哋信耶稣，但我哋行出嚟嘅，我哋系咪真系信服耶稣里边咧，系另外一样嘢嚟嘅。
In the light of this, we need to grow deep in God. This is from a famous man, so I'm quoting him.
咁所以咧，我就即系打咗一句咧，就好好嘅一个导师咧所写嘅呢句说话，系同我哋讲到咧，要喺神里边尽心。
He said, "This is an invitation to discipleship, the life in Christ. For in Christ, we have a freedom that is radical, and a future that is redeemed."
系啦，这个邀请就话作门徒嘅邀请，喺基督嘅里面嘅生命咧，我哋能够得到彻底嘅自由，同埋咧蒙救赎嘅未来。
You see, discipleship is an invitation by the Lord Jesus for all of us.
咁其实耶稣基督系邀请我哋每一个人咧都作佢嘅门徒噶。
And he forgave our sins.
咁佢都系饶恕我哋嘅罪。
And he will give us a new freedom.
咁佢就俾我哋咧一个新嘅自由。
And he will redeem all our past mistakes.
咁又会咧系救赎我哋过去所犯嘅罪过。
See, the measure of our lives is do we walk the talk?
其实怎样衡量我们的生命呢就是我们是不是言行一致。
The measure of a mature man or woman lies in the strength and the depths of one's life.
衡量一个人有多成熟呢就是在于这个人的生命的能力和深度。
So it is not how well I talk, it's how well I walk.
其实不是我说得多好听而是我怎样去行事为人的。
And if you are looking at a model of men and women, you really don't care how clever they are, isn't it?
如果想揾一啲男人或者女人嘅一啲嘅榜样，其实你唔会睇佢谂啲乜嘢嘅。
But you want to see how consistent they are in what they say and what they do.
你会留意就系佢哋系咪真系言行一致啦？
You know, one of the difficulty I find in young people is that they are very critical.Of Christianity, and they're very critical of the church.
其实我发现咧，好多年轻人咧，佢对教会同埋基督教咧都好有批判性，好多批评噶。
The reason why is that their parents are very critical of the church. Their parents are very critical of the pastor.
因为咧，佢嘅父母咧都对教会好多批评，亦都批评牧师啊、牧者啊咁样。
So when they go home, they disagree and they criticize the church with one another as husband and wife.
咁翻到屋企咧，啲父母啦，即系就大家倾啦，即系喺度倾下批评教会嘅嘢啦。
So the children hear it，
啲细路仔听到呢个父母咁批评。
And the children grow up，
咁佢哋成长之后
，and they repeat all their parents are saying，
咁啊重复翻咧父母度听到嘅嘢。
And they grow disillusioned with the church and with church leadership，
咁咪就有啲系错觉啦，对呢个教会同埋一啲教会嘅领导嘅情况。
And it's no wonder many of our children just fall away。Because they have been trained or mentored to think negatively about the church.
咁所以好多年轻人咧就离开教会，因为佢哋都系惯咗咧好多反面嘅思想对教会。
And sometimes life experience is this: they have been marginalized or they have not been having good Christian friends.
系啦，咁有时基督徒嘅生命就系咁啦，会受到周围嘅环境咧会影响，你缺乏基督徒嘅朋友咧又会影响你嗰个睇法。
So in their mind says, yeah, what my parents say is true. The church don't care.
咁佢可能就会谂，我父母讲嘅系啱嘅，呢个教会真系咁嘅，唔关心人嘅咁样。
So what Christian disciple is all about? We need to know this.
咁所以我哋要知道基督徒作主门徒系咩意思咧
？As parents, we need to disciple them in grace, in growth, and in godliness.
作为父母咧，我哋系需要透过恩典、成长同埋敬虔嚟到去栽培门徒嘅。
We want to explore the first one, discipleship of grace. Why some parents are unable to live in grace?
咁我想探讨下，点解有啲父母唔能够喺恩典当中生活咧
？There are many, many reasons, of course.
好多原因嘅。
As adults, you know, you struggle with sin and shame.
大家都知道啦，成人都知道，我哋好多时候咧系会有罪啦，同埋羞耻方面嘅挣扎。
We sometimes harbor with our lives a sense of worthlessness. We feel shamed from some of the past mistakes we've made.
由于我哋过往所犯嘅错误咧，有时觉得有羞耻感，咁觉得系自己好似好冇价值咁样。
So we feel ourselves unclean, and you know, we feel sad about our past mistakes.
咁由于自己过去嘅犯错咧，就觉得好悲伤啊，又觉得自己咧好唔干净。
So we can't receive the grace of God.
咁令到我哋咧系攞唔到神俾我哋嘅恩典。
There are some parents are caught in the performance trap.
咁有啲父母咧就陷于系表现至上嘅圈套当中。
Because our parents place a great emphasis on success and achievements.
因为佢哋嘅父母咧就好强调成功同埋有成就噶。
So we become just like our parents.
咁我哋变成我哋嘅父母咁。
And what we cannot fulfill in our life, we want our children to continue that journey for us.
咁有啲嘢我哋做唔到嘅咧，就希望我哋仔女咧帮我哋去完成到佢。
Number three, some parents are too legalistic and controlling。
咁第三点咧，就啲父母太过法条主义，同埋好中意管制每一样嘢。
And have some unrealistic expectations。
咁有啲不切实际嘅期望。
There was a church member who told me, says every night she will hear her neighbor downstairs. The child was always crying.
咁我有个会友同我讲咧，佢话每一晚咧都有个邻居听到底下个女仔不断咁喊噶。
And she will hear the caning sound of the child, and she will be crying, and the mother will be scolding her.
咁啊，听到咧个妈咪咧就猛咁打个女啦，咁又嗰个细路仔咧不断咁喊啊，又闹佢咁样。
So one day she met the parent, you know, of this child, and met the family in the lift, and so asked, you know, I heard you crying again last night. What happened?
咁有一日咧，佢走个 lift 度见到呢个父母同埋呢个家庭啦，咁佢就问佢哋：琴晚又听见你哋有人喊，点解咧
？So the daughter says, I make mommy angry again because of my poor marks。
咁个女就话：我令到妈咪唔开心啦，因为我咧数学嘅成绩唔好。
So my church member says, so I turned to the mother and said, oh, you mean she failed her exams？
咁我嗰个嘅会友问个妈咪：系咪佢即系肥咗脑咧考试？
No, the mother explained.
妈咪话唔系啊。
She got 97 upon 100.
佢一百分攞咗97分。
She missed by 3 marks.
争我3分。
And she got caned because of the 3 marks.
咁个女就俾人打啦，咁就要。
Because the mom expect perfection.
因为佢妈咪咧系期望佢攞满分。
So she said, my heart really hurt so badly for the child.
咁你妈咪呢个会友就话咧，佢觉得真系等呢个细路仔咧，觉得好伤心啦。
So she said that was the first day I started to pray for that neighbor of mine, the mom, not the child, the mom, that she will change.
咁佢嗰日开始咧就帮呢个妈咪咧去祈祷。
And she said this lady, she's not a normal housewife, she's a lawyer.
佢话呢个妈咪其实咧系一个律师嚟嘅。
And she's very high standard because she wants her child to succeed like her.
佢咧系定系好高嘅标准，因为佢想个细路仔同佢一样咁成功。
For some parents, they are unable to receive and release grace.
咁有啲嘅父母咧，佢哋系唔能够接受同埋释放恩典噶。
Because they have never received it, so they can't give it.
因为佢从来冇接受过恩典。
You see, many of us are like that. When we want to disciple our children.We find that we can't do it.
好多时候我都面对咁嘅情况，我哋想即系教好啲细路仔，但系发觉做唔到。
There was this man, George Wilson and James Porter, in 6 December 1829, they robbed a U.S. mail carrier in Pennsylvania.
系啦， 在1892年的時候呢，有一個叫做喬治威爾遜和詹姆斯波特的人呢，他們在美國賓夕法尼亞州搶劫了一個郵差。
So in the first May of 1830, both were sentenced guilty and they were sentenced to death.
是的，在1830年的時候，兩個人都是被判有罪和是要死罪的。
And execution is by hanging.
當時是要行刑，是作為這個死罪。
You see, in 2nd July 1830, James Potter was hanged, but Wilson's influential friends pleaded mercy, and so he was pardoned.
咁喺1830年七月二號咧，呢個James 啦，詹姆咧就係判咗呢個絞刑啦。咁但係由一個朋友幫佢求情啦，呢個喬治就可以唔使死住。
Life is not fair, right?
生命真係好唔公平。
You got very rich and powerful friend, you can go scot free.
咁你有勢力嘅人幫你求情啦，咁又可以唔同啦。
But you see, this is what Justice John Marshall said on George Wilson.
咁但當時嘅法官咧叫 John Marshall 咧就講啦，關於呢個喬治威爾遜嘅個案。
George Wilson was pardoned, but he refused to accept the pardon.
佐治威爾遜咧係得到寬恕，但係佢拒絕接受呢個寬恕。
Because he feel he's equally guilty as his friend.So even though he's got very rich, powerful friend, he said, "Thank you very much, but I deserve to die, just like my friend."
咁虽然佢有好有钱啦，有力量嘅朋友，但系佢话唔使啦。我觉得咧，同我朋友一样，我都应该系要受死罪嘅。
So this judge said, "A pardon is a parchment whose only value must be determined by the receiver of the pardon."
咁呢个法官就话，特赦嘅文件嘅价值。是由得赦的人要決定的。
It has no value apart from that which the receiver gives it.
除非那個接受寬恕者是確認接受，否則就沒有價值。
So a pardon was given, but he do not want to receive it.
雖然有人給他得赦，但他不想接受。
Because he know he deserve death.
他知道他覺得是值得死罪的。
Because he know he's guilty.
因為他有罪。
You see, in today's day and age, Jesus cleanses from all our sins.
但大家都知道，即使現在耶穌咧係洗淨我哋每一個人嘅罪嘅。
But some of us are not willing to receive that pardon.
不過有啲人咧係唔願意接受呢個嘅赦罪。
They can't forgive themselves.
佢唔能夠咧係寬恕自己。
You know, you may not think that it happens, but in this world, in the church, there are people who can't forgive the mistakes they make in their lives.
可能你未必知道，但其实这个世界咧系有人真系唔能够接受话自己系即系宽恕佢曾经做过嘅一啲嘅错误嘅。
In our moments of weakness, we make wrong decisions, we make bad choices.
当我哋软弱嘅时候，其实我哋都做过一啲错误嘅决定。
When we are very angry, we'll cane the child 10 times over.
咁当我哋好嬲嘅时候咧，可能你会打我哋嘅仔女啦好多好多次。
And then after that, we regret.For the things that we have done.
跟住咧，你又後悔啦。
And then we will scold them the next time, and we regret the things.
跟住下一次，你又再鬧猛咁鬧佢，跟住你又再後悔。
So the things which we don't want to do, sometimes we ended up doing more.
有時有啲嘢我哋唔想做，但係最後咧係猛咁不斷咁做添。
It's the same principle in Romans 6. It says the good that I want to do, I can't do it, but the bad I didn't want it, but I did it.
好似罗马书六章所讲啦，系咪？我想做好事，但系做唔到，系咪？但系一啲唔想做嘅坏事咧，我哋又做尽啦。
So receiving God's grace is something like this.
咁活喺恩典之下系点咧
？You see, in 2 Corinthians 9:14 and 8:14, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have abundance for every good deed, because of the surpassing grace of God in you."
哥林多后书九章八节同埋十四节话：神能将各样的恩赐多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行各样善事，因神极大的恩赐。
I suggest if you have a Bible, you mark this and underline this verse in your Bible.
我建议咧，如果你有圣经咧，就系即系间住呢一段嘅经文。
Because everything here is said in the superlative tense.
因为咧喺呢度所每一样嘢讲嘅嘢咧，系真系好有用嘅。
It says that God's grace to gave to you with all sufficiency, that you may have abundance for every good deed.
因为神的恩典呢，恩惠呢，是多多加给你们，使你们呢，是凡事常常充足的。
Do we really believe that God gave to us all grace?
大家是不是真的相信神是可以将各样的恩惠恩典给我们呢？
And we have all sufficiency?
我们真的可以凡事充足呢？
And we have abundance for everything?
做什么都可以呢？
And surpassing greatness in us?
还有呢，是超越的很极大恩赐可以从神而来呢？
But when we live in guilt and shame, we will never believe that.
但当我们是有羞耻和有罪疚感的时候，我们是未必能够接受到的。
So before you think of how do I parent my children, think of how God parent us.
所以我们未想怎样去教育我们子女之前，想想神怎样去教导我们的呢？
God says to us, I've forgiven all your sins.
神同我哋讲，我已经系赦晒你所有嘅罪过嘅。
I've given to you everything you need。
你需要啲乜嘢咧，都不在我以外嘅。
And therefore you need to be a good child to me。
所以咧，我哋只系需要咧系作佢好嘅孩子。
You see, we need to live under the grace of God。
我哋系需要活喺神嘅恩典之下。
David Seaman in his book Healing for Damaged Emotion, he said this.
David Seaman 喺嘅书讲到点样去医治受伤嘅情感里边咧，系讲到呢一句说话。
Now 30 years ago, this is a classic book. You should read it if you have not.
三十年前咧，佢呢本医治受伤情感嘅书咧系非常之出名嘅，而家都值得睇嘅。
David Seaman Healing for Damaged Emotions.
书名叫做系 Healing for Damaged Emotions 啦，系医治受伤嘅情感或者情绪。
He said, I am convinced that the basic cause of some of the most disturbing emotional and spiritual problems which trouble Christians today is the failure to live and receive and live out God's unconditional grace.
他说他确信基督徒在情绪和灵性上受困扰的主要原因是因为他们未能够接受和活出神无条件的恩典。
And the corresponding failure to offer that grace to someone else.
同时有没有将这种恩典施予给别人？
We must receive the grace of forgiveness from God.
我们一定要接受从神而来的恩典和宽恕。
Whatever mistakes we have made, and whatever great sin, whatever dark moments we live, God is saying, if you repent, and when you repent, I will forgive you.
咁无论我们犯了什么错、什么错误，经历过什么黑暗的时间，只要我们是悔改，神话一定是会宽恕我们的。
But you must be willing. But you must be willing.
你一定要肯这样做才行。
But you must allow God to do that in your lives.
你一定要容让神在你的生命里面要工作。
So we live under the parenting of God so that we will be an obedient and submissive child.
我们一定要接受神的管教，让他作为我们的父母，以致我们作为一个成为一个信服的儿女。
So therefore the first thing we need to disciple ourselves in is growing in grace. And if we can receive God's grace, we can release God's grace to our children.
第一件事我们首先要学习帮助我们成长的，就是首先要活在神的恩典之下。我们接收了神的恩典，接着就能够将它释放出来。
You see, some of this practical application is this, when your child make a mistake, how do we react as parents?
怎样去应用呢？譬如说，如果我们小孩犯了错，那作为父母应该怎样反应呢？
Sometimes some of us are very unforgiving.
那有时有些父母可能是很不想宽恕的。
We will tell the child, I tell you more than 10 times and you still do it.
你可能会跟小孩说，我讲了10次，你都还是这样做。
I told you 100 times and you still do it.
讲咗一百次，你都系咁样做。
Now how about us as we respond to God? God is God saying, I told you 100 times and you still doing it.
咁神会咁同我讲咧，会话你，我讲咗十八次、一百次，你都仲系咁嘅。
And God is telling to us, you know it's wrong. Why are you still doing it?
神会话你知道错，点解你仲咁做咧？
And God is telling to us, you know cheating your friend is wrong.Why are you still doing it?
咁神会同你讲啊，呢个真系出猫系唔啱嘅，点解你仲咁做咧？
You see, before we cast our anger on the child, you must know that the same sin we commit also angers God.
其实当我们是说我们侄女的时候，其实如果我们犯错，神都会很生气的。
But God pardon us.
不过神是会宽恕我们的。
But we cannot forgive our children.
我们却是不能够宽恕自己的孩子。
Why is that so?
为什么呢？
Because if we really receive grace from God, we must give grace to our children.
如果我们真的从神里面领受了恩典，我一定要给回这个恩典我们的孩子。
Knowing that children, even teenagers and even grown-up children, would not be able to obey you 100%.
我们要知道，即使是少年人或者是大个了的孩子，都不能够百分之一百听完我们话的。
They will not be able to submit to you 100%.
他们没可能是百分之一百是即乖晒听晒你讲的。
Maybe they submit to you 10%.
或者是 10% 可以顺服你 10%。
There was this mother who came to me and she was so flustered, she was so angry. Then she just sat on the table and she said, you know what, something happened last night.
咁有个妈咪嚟见我，咁佢好嬲啦，咁啊咧手咧都拍大力咁拍咗台，话琴晚咧发生咗一件事。
I'm so mad, I'm so angry.
佢话我非常之嬲。
My son came back with a ring on his mouth.
咁佢话咧，我仔翻嚟啦，跟住咧见到佢嘅嘴咧穿咗个圈。
And there's another button in his navel here。
咁另外咧喺一个嘅纽扣上边咧，又有一个特别嘅纽啦。
He came back with some kind of funny colour in his hair and cut this way and that way。
咁佢啲头发染咗发啦，嗰个发型好奇怪嘅。
And so he said, my husband was so mad that he stormed out of the house。
我先生咧系咁嬲咧，就自己走咗出街啦。
But my son was treating it like very normal. He just walked to his room, continued to play his computer game.
咁但我仔咧若无其事咁自己翻入房就玩电脑游戏啦。
So the whole night I've been trying to catch my husband to come back home.
成晚咧，佢话呢个女性话咧就话佢想咧系揾佢自己嘅先生咧尽快翻去屋企当中。
So the husband eventually came home at 2 a.m. and he stormed inside the son's room and woke him up and scolded him.
咁佢丈夫咧，终于夜之后早两点钟翻到屋企啦。咁咧翻到嚟咧，就冲入个仔间房就咁闹佢
，and scream at him, you're grounded, no more money, I'll take away your iPad, everything gone。
咁佢就闹佢话：我唔会再俾 iPad 你用啦，唔会俾钱你用啦。
And you're grounded, no more going out with your friends。
唔可以再出街同。
Tomorrow you change back your hairstyle and take away all this nonsense。
咁听日咧就改变你嘅发型，同埋拎走晒啲嘅嘴环啊等等嘅嘢。
But they say, you know what my son did that make him more angry?
咁样太太就话：你知唔知我嘅仔做乜嘢咧，令到我先生更加嬲嘅
？I saw my son glancing the father at the end of his eye and say,
"Hmm." 咁我仔做头先嘅表情啦，就系咁样，即系向上望咁就算啦。
And so the husband went back to sleep, and he sat there, and she was crying, and she would talk to the son.
咁咧，跟住佢个丈夫就翻去瞓觉啦。咁呢个太太咧就一直咁喊啦。
I think he said the son is about 16 years old, taking O levels that year。
咁应该个仔咧大概16岁啦，读紧 O level 嘅。
So out came all his anger and frustration about the father。
其实呢个仔咧就觉得好颓丧啦，同埋咧好对佢嘅爸爸都不满嘅。
Who do you think he is? Come in and order me around. Half the time he's not even in the house.
咁佢同佢妈妈讲就话，佢当自己系边个咧？即系落咁多指令，其实一半嘅时间佢都唔喺屋企嘅。
When I needed him, he's not around. He's flying all over the world. How dare he tell me what to do in my life?
佢话其实我需要佢嘅时候，佢都唔喺度嘅，成日喺出边咧系公干嘅。咁佢点能够话俾我听，我应该点样生活咧
？But the mother said, "But he is your father. You must respect your father. You must honor your father. That's what the Bible says."
但系我妈妈同佢讲话，佢系你嘅父亲嚟嘅，你一定要尊重佢，即系荣耀佢，因为圣经系咁样讲嘅。
But the son turned to her and said, "Since when did my father respect me?"
个仔问翻佢，咁爸爸几时开始系尊重过我咧
？You see how many cane marks I have since I was a child.
咁佢同佢妈妈讲：，你睇下，爸爸打我嘅烙印咧，由细路仔开始到而家嘅烙印都仲喺度。
You see, sometimes as Chinese, we think that caning is the only way to teach a child。
有时咧，中国嘅家庭咧，可能觉得即系疼打啦，细路仔系唯一嘅方法去管教。
You may get them to behave right, but inside they are boiling.
你以為打佢哋咧係幫到佢，但其實裏邊咧佢哋好嬲噶。
But you see, if you are able to forgive a child,
如果你能夠寬恕一個細路仔嘅話
，and all the nonsense they did，
同埋佢哋做過一啲嘅壞事啊、錯事咧。
Because all these things is a cry of the heart to say, please notice me.
其實啲細路仔做好多唔好嘅事，其實因為佢心裏邊咧有個呼喚，叫你去關心留意佢。
It's a cry for attention.
係一個追求，希望你能夠關心佢、關注佢嘅一個呼喚嚟嘅。
Bad attention is better than no attention.
其實你俾一啲嘅關心佢、關注佢，都好過你完全唔理佢。
On the other hand, I have a successful story to tell of this mom, another mother.
另外一方面有一個係成功嘅個案俾大家同大家分享。
It says the son one day came back and decided to do something to the face. Don't know what he did.
咁有一日咧，嗰個仔翻屋企啦，個面咧做咗啲嘢嘅。
Maybe to wear earring and poke a few holes and wear whole line of earring for a boy. Okay.
咁係一個男仔啦，咁佢可能戴咗啲耳環啊，一連串嘅耳環咁樣。
So he turned to the son and said, "Oh, son, you got a new fashion."
咁媽咪同個仔講：，咦，你係變咗一個新潮嘅打扮喎、哦。咁。
And the son said, "Do you like it?"
咁個仔問佢：你中唔中意咧
？The mother said, "If you are a girl, I like it better."
咁媽咪就：如果你係女仔，我就會中意多啲。
So he went to the father, "Dad, you like it?"
跟住佢問佢爸爸：你中唔中意咧
？And then the father turned around and says, "You think you're very clever, very handsome, eh? You know?"
咁佢爸爸就話：你覺得咁樣好睇咩？咁樣。
One month later, the son decided to take out all the studs.
咁一個月之後咧，呢個男仔就拎走曬面上所有嘅裝飾品啦。
Because what he did, the parents never think twice about it. They don't make an issue out of it.
因為佢做呢啲嘢咧，其實個父母完全都唔留意，都冇乜覺得有咩特別。
Then she said, "We pay more attention to him in good things, not in all these bad things."
咁呢個媽媽話：我哋咧係留意多啲去做到嘅好事，而唔係佢唔做得唔係咁好嘅嘢。
Is it children and teenagers are the same？
其實少年人同埋兒童都係一樣嘅。
They want your attention。
佢哋咧係需要得到你嗰個關注。
They don't know how to ask。
不過佢哋唔識問。
They are also too proud to ask and tell you they need you。
或者佢都好基於驕傲啦，係唔想同你講話佢哋需要你。
So they alter their body, they wear funny clothes, they do funny hairstyle, just to make you look at them intently.
所以佢有時真係改變佢哋嘅形象啊，有啲嘅新嘅髮型啊，新嘅打扮，希望你能夠望下佢咯。
Or they change their behaviour. One day they announce, "I'm not going to church with you anymore."
或者佢改變佢嘅行為，有一日同你講：我唔同你一齊翻教會啦。
Oh, then you make it such a big issue, and therefore there is no grace in the home.
跟住咧，你就大發雷霆啦。咁咧，變咗家庭裏邊咧就缺乏恩典。
The second thing we need to disciple our children is to discipleship of growth.
其實另外一方面，我哋點能夠去幫助去教我哋細路仔咧，就要需要有成長。
Why some parents are unable to grow spiritually?
點解有啲父母靈命方面冇乜成長咧？
Well, there are many reasons.
好多原因。
Number one, irreconcilable inner conflict, either cynicism or unbelief.
第一樣咧，就可能內裏邊嘅衝突咧，唔能夠復和，因為有啲粉世嫉俗啦，同埋有啲不信嘅緣故。
You see, I'm a parent, and most of you are parents here, right?
咁我係一個父母啦，大家可能多數都係父母嚟嘅。
Do we struggle spiritually?
我哋喺靈命上有冇掙扎咧
？Do we have conflicts?
有冇一啲嘅衝突嘅內裏？
If you are honest to yourself, yeah, most of the time.
其實大家如果係誠實嘅話，其實好多時候都會有呢啲衝突嘅。
We struggle with whether we obey God or we want to do and live the life we want to.
我哋有時會掙扎，應唔應該信服神啦？係想跟自己嘅心意，因為跟神嘅心意咧。
So many of us have not gotten over the inner struggle. We have not triumphed over our own failures.
其實有時我哋嗰個內裏嘅掙扎或者啲嘅失敗，我哋都未能夠面對到噶。
And many people live double lives as if God doesn't know.
咁好多人咧，那個生活咧係兩面嘅，係做兩面人嘅，好似神知咁樣。
And therefore, you may be leaders in the church, you may be leaders in the workplace, but you know your life is not up to scratch. There's a lot of sin in our lives.
可能你教会里面是一个领袖，但其实你内里的生活或你自己的生活很多罪恶的。
So we need to come to terms with that cleansing flow of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们一定要接受从耶稣而来的那个清洁。
The second reason why parents are unable to grow spiritually is there is no spiritual thirst or spiritual hunger in their lives.
是的，第二个原因，为什么父母不能够灵命上有成长呢？因为他们缺乏了对属灵生命的渴求。
Maybe your children have not seen spirituality in you.
或者你的小孩未曾见过你是很属灵的。
They have not seen your fervent spirit in the Lord Jesus.
见不到你在真是主耶稣里面那个很热衷的心。
They have never seen you hunger and thirst after righteousness and walk in truth.
他们未见过你真是渴求行在公义里面和 真理当中。
All they saw in your life is activity after activity after activity.
他们只见到你很忙参与一连串的活动。
All they see is that you're absent from home Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to Friday.
佢就係見到咧，就你星期六啦、星期日啦，跟住好多日咧，都成日都唔喺屋企嘅。
All the time they're missing you.
好多時候佢想見你都見唔到。
And therefore they have no desire to be just like you.
咁所以佢就唔想咧，好似你咁樣啦。
So therefore, we as parents have not modeled that spiritual hunger and thirst. So how can our children love our Lord?
咁因为我哋自己作为父母咧，系冇作一个追求属灵生命嗰个嘅典范，咁啲细路仔就唔会爱神啦。
The third reason is we lack humility and a learning spirit.
第三方面，我哋可能咧系缺乏谦卑同埋学习嘅精神。
There is a dryness, a spiritual dryness in our lives, and we are not pursuing God enough.
咁我哋系缺乏追求神啦，所以咧生命系有啲干渴嘅。
And therefore, in the light of this, we keep getting ourselves busy, get involved in church program, but we still grumble about a lot of people, and our children are mentored in this kind of Christian life in the home.
咁喺教会里边，可能大家可能好忙啦，好多活动。咁但其实咧，喺私人嘅生活当中，可能成日都好多埋怨啦，又怨啲细路仔啊咁样。
Because many of us have never built the family altar.
因为很多家长在家里面是没有建立这个家庭的祭坛。
Because in Deuteronomy 6,
在申命记
，Moses reminded the fathers, you are to do this, you are to teach them, you are to make sure you bind the truth on their neck, and that when they grow up, they will not depart from the truth.
摩西提醒那些父亲是要将这个典章律例是教导他的小孩子是挂在他的颈上面以致他们不会偏离的。
Why some parents are unable to grow spiritually? Number four, there's divided loyalties in their lives.
第四点呢就有些父母根本上可能他们是缺乏忠诚和效忠。
So that our children see us pursue wealth and success and riches.
咁我啲细路仔见到我哋即系追求成功啊，同埋财富。
And they see us pursue a lot of activities in the church，
同埋咧参与好多教会嘅活动。
But they don't see God in us。
但咧喺我哋生命里边见唔到神。
They don't see spiritual hunger and poverty in us。
咁见唔到我哋嗰个属灵嗰个干渴啦、渴求同埋嗰个嘅贫穷嘅。
They only know that we want them to copy them。
咁佢就知道咧，系我哋想去跟我哋咁样过咁嘅生活。
And therefore, go to church just like we go to church。
咁咧就好似佢咁样就咁翻教会啦咁。
So therefore, we want them to mimic our faith。
咁我哋想呢时候就跟从我哋嗰个信仰生活。
You see, there are instances of growth in Elijah's life in 1 Kings 19:9-21.
其实我们可以在以利亚的生平里面看到一个成长的个案，是记载在列王记上19:9-21的。
You know, in 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah won a very big battle with the worshippers in Baal and Asherah.
在列王记上19章记载以利亚是赢了一场很大的仗，和一些敬拜者一起。
Because after he asked God fire to consume the sacrifices, the queen Jezebel said, I will get you, I will kill you.
咁咧，佢跟住祈禱咧，叫神咧降下火啦，嚟到咧係去燃燒嗰啲嘅祭品嘅時候咧，咁嗰個皇后聽到咧就話咧要去殺佢啊。
And you know what Elijah did? He ran for his life.
跟住利亞有咩反應咧？聽到之後佢就走落逃命啦。
And he became so preoccupied with self in himself, and he was so depressed. He ran.
咁佢不斷咁要逃走，咁佢咁因為好自我中心咧，係感到好抑鬱啦。
So he ran a great distance, and then God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
咁佢走到好遠嘅地方，跟住神就問佢：以利亞，你做緊乜嘢咧
？Three times God asked him the same question: "What are you doing here?"
三次神問佢同一個問題：以利亞，你度做緊啲乜嘢咧
？Now does God know? Doesn't God know where he was?
其實神知唔知佢喺邊咧
？Of course he does, right?
當然知道啦。
But he asked him to help him reflect his spiritual state. Why are you fearful?Why are you running?
咁其實佢問佢啲問題咧，係等佢諗翻佢嗰目前嘅狀況。點解佢咁驚咧？點解佢要逃走咧
？So he asked him, "You go and stand before the mountain, and you watch. Just go and stand there."
咁神咧叫嗱，你去嗰度企嗰個嘅山上邊，企喺度，站立喺度。
And you know the book of Elijah, he says he saw the storm, he saw the wind, he saw the fire, but God wasn't in all that.
咁喺个山上边站立嘅时候咧，圣经记载啦，咁以利亚见到一啲嘅风暴，好大嘅风，又见到火，但系咧神喺当中。
But then he says there was a gentle breeze that blew。
跟住一个微风出现，就吹走晒呢啲。
And then Elijah sensed the presence of God。
跟住以利亚就察觉到神嗰个同在啦。
You see, growth is something like this. We need to sense the presence of God.
咩系成长呢？就是、我哋要察觉到神嗰个同在。
No matter what goes through in our family, no matter what battles are fought at home, we need the presence of God.
无论我哋家庭发生咩事，或者家庭面对乜嘢嘅争战咧，我哋都要知道神同在。
You know the battle is great when God is not in the home.
你知道如果神喺你家里边咧，嗰场仗咧就好大啊。
Yeah, you may hang a cross in your house, but that doesn't mean you have invited Jesus to be the Lord of everyone and everything.
可能家里边咧，大家有一个十字架挂在喺度，但你都未必系真系邀请咗耶稣咧进入你嘅家里边。
First, we need to understand a few things about God.
咁首先我哋需要明白神几样嘢。
That God is God.
第一样咧就系神是神。
Patrick Moley says this in his book.
Patrick Moley 喺佢嘅書裏邊咧係講到一樣嘢嘅。
He says there are three movements of God in my life.
佢就話咧喺我生命裏邊咧，神咧係做咗三樣嘢。
Firstly, I was in need, so I sought God out.
咁首先咧，我有需要啦，所以我就尋找神。
So the first thing I know about God is the God whom I seek.
第一樣我認識神嘅咧，就話神咧係要我去追求佢嘅。
Then my relationship with God become very familiar, and I want this and I want that.
咁跟住咧，我就会同神嘅关系咧变得咧系更加去熟悉，咁咧就可以咧好多时候会打胜仗啦。
So he became the God that I want.
咁就成为咧我哋想要有嘅嘢，神就系生命当中所需要、想要有嘅嘢。
So I pray to God to give me this, to give me that, not to give me this, not to give me that.
咁我求神啦，俾我哋呢样嘢或者俾呢样嘢我哋或者嗰样嘢我哋。
But he says, when I mature and when I grow,
咁佢话当我哋咧系成熟一啲有成长嘅时候咧
，God became the God who is.
咁神咧就变翻做真系神啦。
We must know that God is God.
神咧就系神。
When we seek Him, we found Him, and He found us.
当我哋寻找嘅时候咧，神咧就会俾我哋寻见嘅，佢都会嚟揾我哋嘅。
But when we become carnal Christian and immature Christian, we keep asking God for everything.
一啲唔成熟嘅基督徒咧，就系不断问神攞唔同嘅嘢。
We pray that the house prices will go down, so we can pay and buy new houses.
咁我哋祈祷咧，希望啲楼价会跌啦，咁跟住就可以买楼啦。
We pray that we will suddenly get a big amount of money to pay for our house loan.
咁我哋希望我突然间有一大笔钱嚟到，就可以帮我哋咧系俾呢个嘅首期啊，或者系买楼啦。
I even know of a friend who say, "I pray that I will in inherit an inheritance from my auntie.
咁咧就佢話有份祈禱咧，就係話咧，我能夠咧承繼到我嘅auntie 嘅遺產。
Because she know her auntie is a single lady and she's very rich.
咁啊，知道佢嘅 auntie 咧就係一個好有錢嘅單身嘅女士嚟嘅。
And so sometimes we have many things we ask God. He's the God whom I want. I want all the time.
咁咧，即係有時我哋問神咧，攞好多唔同嘅嘢，成日咧想咧係即係求神啊咁樣。
But He must be the God who is.
但一定要認清楚神是神。
The second thing we need to know is God's way is mysterious.
第二樣嘢咧就係神嘅方法道路好奇妙。
We need to understand who God is.
我哋首先要明白神係點嘅咧。
He's not a genie in the lamp where you rub the genie, you want this, God will boom give it up to you.
咁唔係話即係你即係神咧，可以俾你搓圓撳扁咁樣，你中意點咧，佢就會突然間製造啲嘢想要嘅嘢俾你嘅。
Sometimes he closes all the doors。
有時咧，神會關上所有嘅門。
When you were dating and you love somebody, the relationship just stop and you just ask God why。
咁有時候可能你係拍緊拖嘅時候有一段關係，但突然間呢個關係停止啦，咁你就問神點解咧？
You love someone, someone loves someone, that someone loves you, huh?
好複雜嘅關係，可能好多複雜嘅感情嘅關係。
And so in this triangulation of love, sometimes you just wonder, why is God like that?
咁有時喺啲三角關係裏邊，你可能會諗點解神係咁嘅咧
？Why God can't make it simpler in my life?
點解神可以令到呢個關係簡單啲咧
？You see, God's way is mysterious. We can't understand His wisdom.
神嗰个道路系好奇妙嘅，我哋都唔能够明白佢嗰个智慧。
But you see, it's when times that are tough, I need to understand why God does what He did.
有时咧，当一个情况系唔好嘅时候咧，其实我哋更加要明白神系点样嘅神。
The next thing we need to know that God have a vital relationship with Him.
咁跟住咧就系我哋要需要认识神，同埋与佢建立重要嘅关系。
Because He wants us to live in Him.
因为神希望我们在祂当中来生活。
You see, there are four things that were observed in the disciples' life.
在一个的门徒的生活生命里面，我们可以看到四样东西。
This is adapted from Thomas Kempis in his book, The Imitation of Christ.
来自这个是托马斯·肯皮斯的著作里面，讲到基督门徒的四个的观察。
In fact, this book is so famous in Christendom. It is translated to 500 different languages.
呢本書咧係即係咁出名同埋咁好咧，係被翻譯成500種嘅語言噶。
If you have not read this book, may you be forgiven.
神會寬恕，希望你係得到寬恕啊！如果你仲未睇呢本書嘅話，
《The Imitation of Christ》by Thomas Kempis
就係托馬斯·肯皮斯嘅《Imitation of Christ》。
In fact, you can download free.From the internet.
其實在網上你可以免費下載這本書。
And he has very strict, very directive reminders for all of us as Christian disciples.
他是提出很直接的是指示叫我們怎樣去做一個門徒的。
He says, be desirous to do the will of another rather than seek your own.
他還說渴望成就別人而不是成就自己。
And John 5:30 says, I can do nothing on my own initiative. I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
这个是
John
5, 约翰福音5:30讲到，他说凭着自己不能做什么，而我真的追求是那差我来者的意思，而不是自己的意思。
Number two, he said, choose always to have less than more.
同埋咧，第二點就係話選擇擁有少啲，唔係更多。
This is the wisdom of Thomas Kempis. Don't need to have three houses, one will do.
呢個就係作者嘅智慧，唔需要有三間屋嘅，一間就夠噶啦。
Simple, because in your lifetime, at any one point, can you wear 200 pairs of shoes at one go?
其實好簡單就得噶啦，喺你一生裏邊，其實你著唔著到200對鞋咧？一次過著唔著到200對鞋咧？
So the more simple we have in life's choices, the easier it is to live and focus on God.
如果我哋生活简朴一啲咧，其实我哋更加能够咧系聚焦喺神身上。
Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. 1 Corinthians 10:24.
哥林多前书10:24话：无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
The third advice Thomas Kempis gave to us, he says, seek always the lowest place.
咁作者俾我哋第三个嘅建议咧，就系时常寻求最低嘅位置。
Luke 14:10 says, "Go and recline at the last place," means the most insignificant place. Go and stand there.
路加福音14:10话，就去坐在末位上，即系最唔重要嘅位置上边。
Number four, his advice is pray always that the will of God might be wholly fulfilled in you.
第四点咧，就系常祈求神嘅旨意喺你身上全然成就。
The third is discipleship of godliness.
好啦，另一方面就系讲到过一个敬虔嘅生活，要建立门徒生命。
So we have three points: growth in discipleship of grace, discipleship of growth. Now is the discipleship of godliness.
我哋之前讲到两点啦，就系作为基督门徒啦，关乎恩典同埋成长。咁而家呢一点咧，就系关乎敬虔。
Why are some parents not able to be godly?
点解有啲父母唔敬虔呢？
Why are you and I as parents? Why aren't we godly?
点解我哋作为一啲父母，可能唔系咁敬虔呢？
Well, many reasons. Number one, unable to submit to the leadership of God in our lives.
第一个原因咧，就我哋唔能够顺服喺神嘅主权之下。
If there's one word that describes a common Christian, it's the word complaining.
如果有一个字可以形容晒。即一般嘅基督徒嘅话咧，嗰、那个字咧就系埋怨啦。
Complain，
埋怨。
If you walk into the church and the aircon is too cold, it says the hall is too cold。
咁如果翻到教会，我觉得个冷气好冻，你就话啊好冻啊呢度。
If the Sunday everybody wear black, it says, "Wow, this church is so dark."
咁如果教会里边咧，个人都着黑色衫，你就话啊呢间教会咁黑色嘅。
And you meet the first person who doesn't smile at you, you say the church is unfriendly。
咁如果你见到第一个人佢冇同你笑咧，你就话啊呢间教会唔系好友善。
If the pastor is very fervent, you say the pastor is so proud。
咁如果嗰个嘅牧者咧好有热忱嘅，跟住你又话啊佢好似好骄傲咁样。
If the pastor is so pastoral, you say the pastor is very weak。
咁但系如果个牧师唔系咁样咁有热忱，你又话啊好似好软弱喎呢个牧师咁。
We have everything bad to say about everything we don't like。
其实我哋可以成啦，好多唔中意嘅都可以讲好多批评嘅说话。
So therefore, our complaining spirit are mirrored in our children's life.
其实我哋嗰个埋怨嘅灵咧，有时咧系反映咗喺我哋嗰个细路仔嗰度嘅。
You can give all the time in the world to them, and they say, "Why you come back so late?"
其实可能咧，你可能俾好多时间你嘅细路仔啊，但系呢啲细路仔可能都会同你讲，点解你咁迟先翻嚟咧，翻屋企咧
？The second reason why parents are ungodly.Is they dabble with sin and they live in sin for too long.
咁第二个原因点解有啲父母唔敬虔呢？因为佢哋沾染咗罪，或者喺罪里边太耐。
You may think it will not happen in church, but it does.
你可能以为喺教会度唔会有咁嘅事发生，不过其实系可以嘅。
People who live in sin and yet can be leaders.
咁有啲喺罪恶当中嘅人咧，其实都可以系教会嘅领导人嚟嘅。
And they father a child in another relationship, and yet they are still deacons and elders.
咁佢哋可能都系一啲嘅执长执啊，咁但系咧，其实咧，佢哋同佢嘅仔嘅关系咧有另外一套嘅。
They father another child means they have another affair outside the house.
咁其实可能佢出边有另外一个细路仔添，同喺另外一段关系当中。
And therefore, in the light of this, where sin prevails, we think nobody knows, but God does.
咁有时我以为我哋犯罪冇人知，但其实神系知嘅。
The third reason is that incipient declension of the soul sets in.
第三样咧就系我哋心灵咧逐渐系堕落。
We decline spiritually very slowly at one point of our lives.
咁可能喺生命嘅一点里边咧，我哋嗰个灵命开始下降，可能慢慢地开始下降。
There was an experiment done by this research.Scientists.
咁有一个嘅科学家做咗一个实验。
He put a frog, a live frog, in a cold water and start boiling the pot of water.
Okay, 咁佢就摆咗一个嘅青蛙啦，喺一啲冻水里边，跟住咧就开始去燃烧呢啲嘅水啦。
And the water was boiling with the flame. And the frog is cooked alive.
嗰、那个青蛙就活生生咁嚟到煮熟咗
，but he's still swimming around happily。
不过仲系游紧水嘅，都好似好开心咁游紧水嘅。
Because the frog is so used to the increase in temperature in such a gradual way that it did not feel pain.
因為嗰個嘅青蛙咧，好習慣啲啊，嗰啲温度慢慢咁上升，佢都唔覺得係有痛楚啦。
Sin is something like this.
就好似罪惡一樣。
Slowly, you are accustomed to the pleasure of sin. You don't think it will burn you.
你慢慢咁習慣咗呢啲嚟自罪惡嘅歡樂啦，咁你就唔會知道咧，其實佢係將來會變得好痛苦嘅，帶俾你。
It kill you alive.
可以咧，活生生咁殺死你嘅。
So the spiritual declension of the soul is like that. We come to church, well, because every Sunday we come to church.
咁心靈嗰個墮落咧，都可以咁樣發生嘅。你可以繼續每一個禮拜嚟教會。
We keep doing the activities, keep serving.
咁一直繼續做唔同嘅活動啦，同埋服侍。
But there is no spiritual life within.
但係咧，你嗰個靈命咧係有轉變啦，已經係下沉緊。
There's no hunger for God.
你唔再渴望神。
There's no thirst to obey and submit to Him.
每一個渴求咧，去服從同埋咧，係服從喺神嘅主權底下。
The fourth reason why parents are ungodly is there's no spiritual direction and no sense of God's divine mission in their life.
咁第四個原因點解啲父母唔敬虔咧？因為佢哋缺乏屬靈嘅方向同埋嚟自神嘅使命感。
So my question is, how can we pass on to our children when we are empty?
咁如果我哋里边都系空嘅，我点能够有啲咩可以俾到啲细路仔咧
？How can we raise godly parents when we are not godly？
我点能够咧系培育一啲系敬虔嘅父母？如果我自己唔敬虔嘅话
，How can we give grace when our lives are not there？
如果我哋都系冇咁嘅生命嘅话，咁我点能够将呢个嘅恩典拎出去咧
？I can speak on the techniques of parenting， but the life is empty and hollow. It means nothing.
咁我可以讲好多即系育儿嘅技巧，但如果我生命系空嘅话咧，其实都冇用嘅。
Godliness is in the life of Abraham when he offered his son Isaac。
咁咧就系、是其实敬虔咧就喺、是、亚伯拉罕嘅生命当中咧，将佢嘅仔咧嚟到去俾神咧，咁呢奉献俾神、这个、呢个咧就已经一个好好嘅例子嚟噶啦。
Where God said you take your son, your only son, and sacrifice to me。
咁当神同亚伯拉罕讲话，将你嘅唯一嘅仔奉献俾我嘅时候咧
，That's godliness。
嗰个就系敬虔，要肯奉献呢个就系敬虔啦。
Godliness is Josiah's covenant to walk after the Lord to carry out the words of the covenant。
咁敬虔咧就系约西亚所做嘅，佢能够咧系尽心尽性咁顺从耶稣同埋耶和华，同埋成就书上所记嘅约面。
And therefore, in these godly instances of godliness, we begin to see that God wants our everything.
敬虔咧，即系话其实神咧系想要我哋嘅所有嘅一切。
And therefore, in the light of this, the discipleship of godliness. Again, I want to refer to this famous book by Thomas Kempis.
咁我想再喺敬虔呢个题目上边咧，想再提翻系托马斯肯皮斯嘅呢本嘅书。
He said, "Your beloved is not one to let a rival in."
咁佢咧就讲到咧，你所爱嘅人咧系绝不能够让情敌进入噶。
He wants to have your heart to himself.
佢要你专心属于佢
，and to rule there like a king on the throne.
好似宝座上嘅皇帝一样管理一切。
And that is his right.
呢个系佢嘅权利。
If you know how to empty your house of created things, then Jesus would be glad to dwell with you.
如果你懂得抛空屋子里边一切受造之物，咁耶稣便乐意与你同住。
I like this definition of godliness.
我好中意呢一个嘅敬虔嘅定义。
Godliness is you empty everything and let God become everything.
其实敬虔嘅意思就话你能够抛开晒所有一切嘅嘢，而让神咧成为你嘅一切。
How many of us can really do that?
咁我哋当中有几多人可以咁样做到咧
？We have so many secret ambition in our lives.
我哋其实咧喺里边好多嘅秘密嘅野心。
We have so many unfulfilled dreams.
有好多咧未完成嘅梦想。
We have so many longings.
好多渴求。
How can we say we surrender to God?
我哋点能够讲话我哋已经将一切都交俾主咧
？And yet, because of that.We know, no wonder we cannot be godly.
咁我哋唔能够交出一切啦，所以我哋都唔系话完全嘅敬虔。
So in the light of this, as we look at our journey as a parent, let's come to where the rubber meets the road.
好啦，咁我睇翻作為父母，咁其實我哋要知啲乜嘢咧？那個總結係點咧？應用係點咧
？Some common parenting errors.
其實有啲好父母常犯嘅錯誤嘅。
Number one, unrealistic expectations.
第一樣咧就係不切實際嘅期望。
Because you can't do it, you expect your child to do it.
你自己做唔到，但你想你嘅細路仔可以做到。
If I cannot surrender to God all my wishes and desires, you think your child can surrender the iPad to God?
咁你覺得如果你自己嘅慾望啊、渴望都唔能夠全部交俾神，咁你點能夠期望你嘅仔可以將個 iPad 交俾你咧
？Because it's the same. The difficulty level is the same. Surrender is giving up your rights.
放棄你嘅權利呢樣嘢其實係一樣嘅，大家都係可以經歷得到嘅。呢個係一個問題嚟嘅。
We need to model that.
我哋咧系应该喺我仔女面前做一个嘅典范，或者系一个嘅模范。
We need to inspire that there's something better than their video, than their media, than their YouTube streaming.
我哋一定要咧系带俾细路仔一个启发，话俾佢听，其实唔系净系睇呢个嘅系录像啊，或者系一啲嘅社交媒体里边嘅短片先至系好嘅，有第二啲更好嘅嘢嘅。
The second common error in parenting is we are critical and judgmental.
第二个父母常犯嘅错误咧，就系我哋好容易会批评同埋作出判断。
We criticize about their behavior and their friends and their friends' friends.
我哋好多时候咧会批评佢哋嘅行为，佢哋嘅朋友或者朋友嘅朋友。
And sometimes in our own sense of judgment, we are tell them this is wrong, that is wrong, the church is wrong, you are wrong, I'm wrong, everybody is wrong. You know.
咁有時我哋自己做呢個判斷啦，同佢講嗱，呢間教會唔好，呢樣嘢唔好，咩都係唔好嘅咁樣。
So your children begin to realize that my mom disapprove of everything。
咁住你嘅仔女咧就會有個印象，覺得啊，我個媽媽咧乜嘢都唔中意嘅。
The third common parenting error is have a favorite child。
第三個犯錯咧就係有時有一個特別寵愛嘅孩子。
It becomes very devastating when you favor one child over the other children.
其實如果你有幾個細路仔當中有一個特別寵愛嘅話，其實後果都不堪設想嘅。可以。
You may not think you agree or whatever, but the children can feel it. Your other children can feel it, and other people around you can feel it.
其實你自己可能唔同意啦，你唔覺得我特別寵愛邊個？不過你嘅細路仔同埋周圍嘅人都係可以睇得出嘅。
Do you still remember Jacob?
記唔記得雅各咧
？Jacob have an Armani suit for Joseph.
雅各咧係俾約瑟一個咧係好特別嘅一件嘅衫啦。
And Joseph boasted about his Armani suit in front of all his brothers.
咁呢個約瑟咧就喺人好多人面前咧就喺度誇口啦，呢套 Armani 嘅衫啊，好靚嘅衫。
And the brothers hated him.
咁佢嘅兄弟咧就非常之唔中意佢啦。
And wanted to kill him.
想殺咗佢
，and good thing Judah, the fourth brother, came and says, "Let's not kill our brother. Let's just sell him away."
咁咧，但系猶大咧，第四個嘅兄弟咧就話唔好殺咗佢，我哋將佢賣去第二度作奴隸。
Question: Who caused all this sibling rivalry?
好啦，個問題咧就係邊個會導致啲咁樣嘅兄弟之間嘅競爭嘅咧
？The father
係個父親。
Why does he show his preference in front of all the children? This is my favorite child.
点解呢个爸爸喺咁多嘅细路仔面前去展示啊？呢个我系特别中意嘅。
Because he's so cute, you know.
佢咁可爱。
Yes, some children are cuter than the rest.
咁有啲细路仔咧系特别可爱嘅。
They can dance a bit and they're good talkers. They sing well.
咁可以跳跳扎啦，又识唱歌啊，咁样。
They're more sociable.
咁咧比較中意同人哋交往啦
，prettier or cuter or smarter，
係啦，個樣又好睇啲啊，又聰明啲啊，得意啲咁樣。
And you're so proud that this is your child。
咁你覺得咧，好有好榮譽啦，好覺得好驕傲啊！呢個係我嘅仔女。
And you look at your older girl， 阿林啊 ，she doesn't even smile。
跟住睇下你個大女啊，呢個大女都唔識笑嘅咁樣。
When friends come in， she went and hide herself。
咁當有朋友嚟嘅時候咧，佢會走埋入間房度匿埋嘅。
She's lousy in her studies。
讀書又唔出色。
She has no talent。
完全冇乜才幹咁樣。
And you make your preferences shown。
咁你中意邊個？大家睇就知啦。
What happened is that you have groomed two children who will be jealous for their whole life.
咁嗰個結果咧，就係你會咧係養咗兩個細路仔啦，帶到佢哋大個咧，會互相會猜忌嘅。
Do they and will they love each other?
佢哋會唔會中意大家咧，愛大家咧
？The rest is history, isn't it?
咁係啦，跟住大家都唔使諗啦，可以諗到有啲咩事發生。
The fourth error is neglect。
第四個常犯嘅錯誤咧就係忽略。
You may think neglect is very common in today's Christian home。
你可能覺得而家基督徒嘅家庭當中咧，忽略都好普遍嘅。
You came home at 9 o'clock and you were eating your dinner and your son came and say, "Papa, play this with me," you know.
咁可能咧，夜晚九點鐘先翻屋企食飯，咁跟住咧個細路仔同你講話啊，爸爸同我玩啦咁樣。
And what is the common excuse? I'm tired. Go and play by yourself, right?
跟住咧，你父親成日會點樣講咧？就話啊，我好攰啊，你自己玩啦咁。
Or play with your sister and ask your mommy play the game with you.
咁或者話啊，同你嘅家姐玩啦，或者同你媽媽玩啦咁樣。
And Sunday, Papa play with me on Sunday.
咁星期日咧，可能佢又同你講啊，爸爸同我玩啦。
Oh, I have to go to church. Today I'm serving.
跟住你就話啊，我今日我要翻教會，我要侍奉。
Then Saturday came, Papa, play with me.
好啦，星期六咁佢個仔又同你講話啊，同我玩啦。
No, 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 I got cell group leaders meeting.
咁你就啊，我要同我小組，我要大小組喎。
And this goes on for 1 year, 2 years, 20 years.
咁樣呢個情況維持咗一年、兩年，去到20年。
Neglect
忽略咗佢。
You see, when Absalom sinned against David, David neglected the son.
咁咧，当亚撒龙咧系犯罪啦，去大卫犯罪嘅时候咧，咁咧，佢嘅爸爸咧就系忽略咗呢个仔嘅。
So he just don't care about Absalom. Leave him alone. Get lost. Get out of my sight. I don't want to see you.
咁爸爸就就唔再理亚撒龙啦，就唔理佢，唔想再见佢啦。
But years later, Absalom wanted to become king and even want to kill his own father.
咁好多年之後咧，亞撒龍咧係自己想做皇帝添，咁咧就甚至想殺佢自己一個皇帝嘅父親。
No, if you look at the book of Psalms, David ran away from the enemy.
咁喺大家睇詩篇咧，見到咧大衛咧係喺佢嘅係敵人嗰度咧係逃跑出嚟嘅。
The first person he ran away was King Saul, who wanted his life.
佢第一個要逃離嘅人咧，就係掃羅啦，因為掃羅想殺佢。
The second person he ran away from was from his son Absalom。
第二個想逃走離開佢嘅視線嘅人咧，就係掃羅嘅仔亞撒龍。
I ask you a question: which is more painful？
你覺得邊樣嘢係痛苦啲咧？問呢個問題。
Run away from the king or run away from your own son？
由佢嘅仔喺呢個仔面前逃走辛苦啲啊，痛苦啲，因為係喺個國王面前逃走痛苦啲咧。或者逃离一国王嘅视线痛苦啲咧
？Of course, it's the pain of the father。
咁当然啦，系从你嘅父亲嘅视线眼前你要逃走系更加痛苦啲嘅。
But who caused it？
咁但系系边个弄致系咁嘅情况咧
？Himself
就系佢自己啦。
The fifth error parents make is legalism。
咁第五个系会犯嘅错咧，就系规条主义。
We become so legalistic. We have so many laws to protect the so many laws in the family.
咁我哋變咗好有規條主義咧，喺家裏邊咧定下好多規矩，一定要啲人咧係去遵守嘅。
And we are such strict parents that we don't allow everything. We become so controlling over our children.
咁有時我作為父母咧，可能真係嗰個管制得太多啦，對我哋嘅細路仔。
I remember years ago we were at this house and.I was astounded by the way the mother would carry out her instruction to her preschool girl.
咁我記得好多年前咧，我就去一間屋企度探訪。咁嗰個媽媽咧，係定下咁多規矩，俾佢嗰個仲係讀緊幼稚園嘅女，我都覺得好驚訝。
She said, "Well, after you've done this, would you do this and this and this and this?" The instruction is like a string.
咁佢定下咧好多嘅規矩同埋規條，佢話你做完呢樣嘢之後咧，就要做另一樣，跟住又做另外嗰樣，一連串嘅嘢都要佢個女嚟到跟住做嘅。
And to the minutest detail, even to 3 pieces of apple, you must eat it today。
咁咧好仔細指定個女要做啲乜嘢，譬如包括你一定要食3塊嘅蘋果咁樣。
So it is so precise, it is so controlling, it is so detailed that when the child grew up, she rebelled。
咁佢要服从啲咁仔细嘅命令咧，咁到呢个细路仔大啲大个嘅时候咧，佢就反叛啦。
She was one of the most docile and obedient child we've ever seen。
其实当佢细路仔嘅时候咧，佢系好听话啦，同埋咧系好服从噶。
But when she grew up to be a young lady, she was so rebellious and broke the heart of her parents。
当佢大个嘅时候咧，变得系咁反叛咧，佢父母嘅心咧都系碎啊。
Because she has buried all this rebellion within，
因为佢咧系一直咁收藏咗呢个反叛嘅心喺佢里边好多年。
Years ago, a couple brought one of the son to us for counseling。
咁几年前有一对嘅系父母咧就带咗个仔嚟到我哋当中系寻求辅导。
You know, this is one of those pastoral thing you got to do lah, right？
一做牧师系做呢啲嘅辅导啦。
Where the parents bring and say, "You come fix my son."
咁佢哋嘅父母咧就期望我哋咧真系改变咗佢嗰个仔嘅问题啊，搞掂佢嘅。
Because we can't fix our own son, you as a pastor, you fix my son。
咁佢觉得我哋搞唔掂啊，你作为一个牧者，你真系帮我哋搞掂啦咁。
So I began to ask questions. I say, "Why do you bring your son to us? I mean, this is a teenager. He's not a primary school kid. He's maybe 10, maybe 13, 14 years old."
咁呢個細路仔係大概十四歲到啦，咁我睇下問下佢緊係發生咩事咧
？He was from a great school, scoring great marks, but he went into gambling, you know, the online gambling.
咁其實佢咧係讀間好嘅學校嘅，不過呢個細路仔咧就喺網上賭博
，and also gaming, and you have to save some coins to do something. So that he even used their credit card to purchase all these purchases.
咁佢咧，因為喺網度玩遊戲啦，咁咧甚至用呢個嘅係呢個 credit card 咧，就嚟到去買啲嘅分嚟到繼續玩呢個遊戲，用信用卡。
And he's out of control。
佢玩到咧根本上唔能夠自己控制自己。
And they wouldn't have found out because he would do it when the parents are asleep. You know, 12 o'clock, you think your kids are sleeping 啊 ？No, that's when they come alive。
咁你嗰啲父母都唔知佢玩遊戲玩到咁犀利，因為夜晚十二點鐘以為佢瞓緊覺，但其實原來佢玩。
And he will game from 12 a.m. all the way to 7 a.m. before he goes to school。
咁原來佢咧通宵由十二點玩到七點鐘喺網上玩遊戲，跟住咧就翻學啦。
And when he goes to school, he fell asleep and he didn't perform well。
翻學校嘅時候咧，佢就會瞓著，咁啊成績就差啦。
And so when he went down in his grades, the mother anger rose up。
咁當佢嗰啲嘅係分數又唔好嘅時候咧，其實佢嘅媽媽又變得嬲啦。
So I told the mom, I said, "Did you switch off the Wi-Fi when you go to bed?"
咁我就問個媽媽：你瞓覺嘅時候有冇刪咗嗰個 Wi-Fi 嘅咧
？I said, "You should."
我哋應該喎。
Because I told my children, you earn your internet time 1 hour when you complete all the schoolwork。
咁咧，我同我細路仔講，我話你係要賺翻嚟嘅，可以有時間上網玩，係要賺翻嚟嘅。你要做好你功課先嘅一個鐘頭裏邊。
After 11 o'clock, the Wi-Fi is off。
我哋十一點鐘之後咧就唔準上網噶啦。
And study time, no Wi-Fi until I'll give them about 2 hours when they are growing up as school kids。
咁大概當佢讀緊書啊，翻學嘅時候咧，我俾佢哋每日兩個鐘到啦做功課，咁啊唔準上網，冇 WiFi 嘅。
And everything you go into, all your password, mommy need to know your passwords。
咁佢哋所有去嘅網站咧，嗰啲嘅 password 我都要知噶。
Even us we have password to protect our passwords, right？
咁當然啦，佢哋有 password 去保護自己嘅 password 啦。
I say whatever you say on your Facebook in your account, if you cannot allow your mommy to read, I'll shut off for you。
咁我哋話咧，如果你嘅網上嗰啲社交媒體嘅網站啊、Facebook 咁咧，我一定要睇下裏邊嘅內容，一定要睇到噶。
And she said, "Mummy, not fair. Then I cannot read yours."
咁我啲仔女話：咁唔公平喎！你可以睇我 Facebook， 點解我又睇唔可以睇你 Facebook 嘅嘢咧
？I said, "You are welcome to read my email. They are all about sermons and all that. Come. In fact, you read much better."
咁我就你可以睇我嘅電郵噶，我啲電郵咧，佢裏邊講親都係講講道嘅嘢啫，你可以睇嘅。
And so in the regard, we become too legalistic and our children rebel.
咁其實有時候我都覺得我哋變得好規條主義，咁細路仔都反叛啦。
The last but not least is too protective or too permissive.
另一個嘅問題咧，就係可能我哋變得太過分保護或者縱容。
Either way is God is danger.
咁邊一樣都唔好嘅，是但一樣都係危險嚟嘅。
Sometimes we don't allow the child to make mistakes. We protect them from all sides.
有時我哋咧係保護我哋嘅細路仔，驚佢哋會犯任何嘅錯誤。
Sometimes we become too permissive. We allow them anything and everything in the world.
有時咧又太過縱容，俾佢哋咧做咩都得。
My daughter, when she was going through her teenage years, she says, "Mom, you're very stingy."
咁我女都係少年嘅時候咧，就話啊，媽咪你好孤寒啊咁。
You only give me $3 a day, Singapore dollar.
你就俾我一日咧得三個新加坡元。
It's not enough.
佢話三蚊咧，新加坡元咧係唔夠噶。
Okay, I say, what's how much is your lunch?
我話你午餐幾多錢啊
？$1.
一蚊。
Okay, if you stay back until 4 o'clock.I give you another dollar.
咁佢话如果你留学校啦，留到四点钟，咁我俾多你一蚊。
And $1 to buy drinks, why not enough?
我一蚊咧用嚟买饮品，咁点解唔够咧
？I say if you really not enough, you can pack lunch from home. Anything you want, I'll pack for you.
咁我如果你觉得唔够，你可以带饭翻去啦，我可以帮你整好啲饭啦。你想食乜嘢
？Yeah, but my friend got $15 a day.
咁但我女話，但我啲朋友一日有$15。
Okay, I tell you the solution. It's very simple.
個解決方法係咩咧？好簡單嘅啫。
Okay, you ask your friend to come to my house. You go to your friend's house.
咁你叫你朋友嚟我屋企，跟住咧你就去你朋友屋企咯。
So you call your friend's mother, mommy, and she will call me mommy.
咁你咧就叫你朋友嘅媽媽媽咪，咁你嘅朋友就叫我係媽咪。
We'll swap.
大家撈亂咯。
And then as we go through and reason with her, I began to think this for myself.
咁當我同佢一路咁嚟到理論嘅時候咧，我就諗到
，We as parents are becoming very indulgent.
有時我哋做父母咧，都好容易會縱容啲仔女嘅。
So our kids know the price of everything, but the value of nothing.
我哋啲細路仔咧，知道各樣嘅嘢嘅價錢，但係唔知道其實個價值喺邊咧。
They're given too much, too soon, too many, too often.
佢太快啦，知道太多嘢啦，同埋太早又知道太多嘢啦。
At a 2 year old, I remembered when we were in 2 year old. My friend's kid was 2 years old. We went to the house.
我朋友嗰啲細路仔兩歲嘅時候咧，我哋就去探佢。
So during the dessert time, okay, what ice cream do you want?
食甜品啦，咁啊問啲小朋友想食咩甜品咧？
Mommy, what flavor do you have?
咁佢嗰个细路仔问妈咪有啲咩嘅口味啊？可以拣啊
！I've got 8 flavors.
咁佢就话咧，我八种口味俾你拣。
I think in my house I only one flavor.
咁我屋企得一种口味俾你拣嘅啫。
You take it or leave it.
一系食一系唔食啦。
Yeah, and she said sometimes she don't like this flavor, she asks for that flavor. So I want to provide for her.
咁我朋友就話有時佢唔中意食某種味，咁我要俾多啲俾佢揀啦。
I say, wow, then you must have a big freezer.
咁我話你個雪櫃一定要好大先得。
Yeah, I got two fridge.
係啊，我有兩個冰箱㗎咁樣。
But I really am just wondering, how is it that we as parents overprovide?
咁我幫我開始諗就係有時咧家長咧佢哋係過分咁提供太多嘢俾細路仔。
Because I think that.Either way is detrimental. We are too protective, too stingy, or too permissive on the other end.
咁如果我過分嘅吝惜啦，或者過分縱容咧，其實都唔好噶。
There are some applications we want to make. Number one,
好啦，實踐點樣實踐第一樣嘢
？Live out a grateful heart and inspire living.
活出一個感恩嘅心同埋有啟發性嘅生命。
Every time you turn up for church, instead of complaining and grumbling, be thankful.For your church, your pastors, your leaders.
其實每一次翻教會咧，就唔好投訴或者埋怨啦，反而應該係感謝你嘅教會，同埋咧係感謝有你嘅牧者等等。
When you go home, you tell the children how grateful you are for your pastors, for your church, for your leaders.
咁翻到屋企咧，可以同細路仔講：我哋好感恩有呢個教會牧者，同埋咧有啲嘅長執。
Because you want your child to be grateful and thankful.
因为你都想你嘅细路仔咧系有感恩嘅心，同埋识得去感谢嘅。
You know a gratitude is an attitude.
其实感恩系一个态度嚟嘅。
You must model that in your life.
你生命上边应该系做一个嘅模范俾人睇到。
You cannot tell the child be grateful that you got rice to eat, and then at the end you complain that your church food provided for you is not good enough.
咁你唔可以话同个细仔女讲话啊，你应该感恩啊，有饭食。咁跟住翻教会咧，又话啊，嗰啲餸唔好啊，咁样。
So we need to live that out in our lives.
我哋要活出嚟嘅。
Number two, live out unconditional love always.
第二点咧，就系时时实践无条件嘅爱。
Even if they come home with rings and earrings and colorful hair, just love them. Don't take it as a big issue.
即使细路仔翻到屋企又戴耳环啊，或者系鼻环啊，或者染晒发，都唔好当为好似好大件事咁样。
If they become rebellious with their behavior and all that, just talk to them heart to heart and try not to change them.
如果佢真系变得反叛咧，咁可以尝试同佢哋倾下偈，交心，就唔好咧即刻就怪佢哋。
Our children behave like that because we have made them to be like that.
有时我哋细路仔系咁样行为，因为我哋令到佢哋咧系咁样行出嚟。
Either they have no attention from you, or either they have been too restricted by you.
可能佢哋喺里边咧系得唔到你嘅关心，或者系管得佢太犀利啦。
So we need to spend quality and quantity time with them。
所以我哋需要咧系有一个有质素嘅时间啦，同埋有充足嘅时间同佢一齐嘅。
You know, years ago, people asked me, parenting, quantity time or quality time, which is more important?
咁几年前有人问我，其实系嗰个时间数量紧要啊，因为见面时间嗰个质素系紧要啲咧？
I say, I ask you a question. I give you a scenario. You are very, very hungry.
同大家讲一个情况，譬如话你好肚饿
，and you really, really want to eat a very good dinner.
咁你想食餐好啲嘅晚餐
？I give you a piece of wagyu steak.
好啦，咁咧就俾大家块咧个和牛嘅牛扒啦，咁样。
It's a half inch square.
咁咧就系四方嘅，系。
Hey, very good quality, very expensive.
非常之好质素。
Will you be filled? Is your stomach full?
咁食咗之后你会唔会饱咧
？It's the same with time.
时间一样。
Quality and quantity.
质素同埋嗰个数量。
It's not either or. It's both.
其实唔系是但一样，系两样都要。
The 10 minutes you give to them every night is, you'd say, is quality time.
每一晚俾佢十分钟，可能嗰个就有质素嘅一个相处嘅时间。
Ah, but they need your Saturday or your Sunday as well.
不过咧，佢都需要你星期六、星期日同佢哋一齐嘅。
Quantity time，
即系有足够数量嘅时间。
You need the relationship to live out unconditional love.
你需要嗰个嘅系环境嘅制造咧，去俾佢睇到你系无条件爱佢哋嘅。
Number three, be an intentional nurturer of grace, growth, and godliness.
第三咧就系要锐意培育恩典成长同埋敬虔。
Intentional
系好有意咁样做嘅。
You must make it happen.
你要令到呢件事可以发生。
Number four, be an active parent and leave a legacy.
咁第四点系作积极主动嘅父母，留下敬虔嘅传承。
When God give us children,
咁神俾我哋细路仔嘅时候咧
，and there is a birth certificate for each child, isn't it?
咁每一个细路仔都有出世纸。
You know, God have an invisible stamp that stamp upon.The birth certificate of our children stamp on it.
咁其实神咧喺每一张出世纸上边咧都系打咗个印噶，不过睇唔到咁解啫。
Non-transferable，
即系话咧系唔可以转售嘅、转让嘅。
Anyone can take your place to do something, but no one can take your place as a parent.
其实边个人都可以可能系取代你做一啲嘢，但系佢哋唔能够取代你作为父母嗰个身份嘅。
If you have a cell group to lead, you can pass your cell leadership.To someone for that night, but you cannot pass the parenting to your cell leader.
咁咧，如果你要带组，你可以嗰晚咧，如果唔得闲咧，叫另一个嘅组员去带组，帮你带。但你唔可以叫你嘅组员咧代替你做呢个父母噶。
Parenting is a God-given role.
因为咧，作为父母咧，系神俾我哋嘅角色。
What you get from your children is what you give to your children.
咁因为咧，其实你俾啲咩俾你细路仔咧，佢哋就会点样去到表现翻出嚟嘅。
You give to them scolding, you reap contempt.
如果你不断只识闹佢哋咧，佢哋只会藐视你嘅啫。
You give to them neglect, you will reap complaints.
如果你不断咁样疏忽佢哋咧，佢就会不将来就会投诉你。
So active parent is this: we reap what we sow.
其实作为一个积极主动嘅父母，即系话咧，我哋种啲乜嘢咧，我哋会收翻啲咩翻嚟啊
？You know, I'm very convinced as a parent, if I take care of the debt of my life.God will take care of all my parenting needs.
咁所以咧，我觉得咧，神咧系会照顾咗我哋每一个人嗰个作为父母上面有咩需要咧，神系会帮助我哋嘅。
The first is we must be right with God.
但是首要的就是我们要跟神有一个好的关系。
And the God-given role, we need to be an intentional and godly parent.
我们呢是要看回神给我们的角色，我们需要成为一个锐意培育和是敬虔的父母。
There are times, and of course, we make great mistakes.
咁当然咧，好多时候我哋可能系会有时候犯好严重嘅错误。
But we are able to right the wrongs.
但我哋可以咧系改善，将个情况系改变嘅。
There was a time that my family was in the U.S. in the Chicago.
咁有一段时间咧，我家庭咧就系芝加哥度生活。
So one day, my older daughter was going into a fit of anger, very angry suddenly.
咁有一日咧，我大女突然间好。
So she was shouting at the top of her voice to her younger sister.
咁好大声咁喺度同佢个细妹讲嘢。
So I went in the room. I said, "Look, we don't shout in this family. What is happening?"
咁我就问佢：我哋屋企咧啲人唔应该咁大声咁样去好似闹人咁样噶喎？究竟发生咩事咧
？So she began to complain about the sister messing up her things, wearing her clothes. You know how children fight, right?A small thing becomes such a big thing.
咁佢開始咧就話啦，好似好多時候都係咁咧。佢話我細妹咧又整亂間房啊，著起啲衫啊，好多時候啲好普遍嘅家庭裏邊見到嘅投訴。
This reminded me we were doing pastoral visit in a family of 5 boys.
咁我諗翻起咧，我哋曾經咧探訪嗰個家庭有五個男仔嘅喺家庭裏邊。
Wow, you should go into the family. Everything is in chaos.
你見到呢個家庭咧，啲嘢亂曬嘅。
If one decided to be Superman, take a towel to wrap himself, every of the boy will follow like Superman.
咁一個男仔話想扮做超人咧，個個都要扮做超人，亂曬龍嘅啲衫啊，成啊。
And if one decided to climb and jump on chairs and sofa, the rest will be hopping around like grasshoppers.
咁一個想喺個 sofa 依度跳嚟跳去咧，其他又跟住做噶啦。
And when they start to fight, wow, the father and the mother will pull their hair.
咁如果五個仔一齊打交咧，這個父母咧都真係唔知點樣處理。
So I look at the family, I was so tired already.
我見到呢個家庭，我自己都覺得好攰。
But now it happened in my own family.
不過我自己家庭咧係發生緊呢件咁嘅事。
So in Chicago, I hold my older daughter. I say, "Come on, darling, why are you so angry? Tell me."
咁我喺芝加哥嗰陣時，我就問我大女同我講：點解你咁嬲咧？
I say your sister does that all the time. She took your she take your clothes. She wear them. She leave. She did it before. But why are you so angry this time?
咁我同佢讲，你嘅细妹成日都攞啲衫嚟着噶啦，唔系第一次。点解你今次咁嬲咧
？And then suddenly it dawned upon me that there is spiritual warfare in the home.
咁我跟住就开始醒觉，我屋企里边咧有一个属灵嘅争战。
Because we are in busy.Period of ministry as well as studying and all that, and I realized that the devil don't leave us alone.
我就發現嗰陣時，其實我哋喺侍奉上好忙啦，又讀緊書，咁咧呢個嘅魔鬼敵人咧就唔會咧俾我哋有啲咩空間咧，就會去襲擊我哋噶啦。
So I hugged her and said, "Come, mommy, pray for you."
跟住咧，我就攬住我大女，我話我同你一齊祈禱。
She didn't want. She was struggling to free herself.
咁佢就冇話即刻咧推開我噶。
So I grab her. I say, "Listen, when mommy pray for you, you keep quiet."
咁我同佢讲，我就即系好紧紧咁抱住佢啦。我就话咧，我帮你祈祷，你可以咧系安静。
I sat down on the toilet floor because she was whining there. I sat down on the toilet floor. I held her. I prayed over her for 1 hour.
咁我咧就喺个厕所嘅地下上边啦。我同佢一齐坐低，咁我就即系揽住佢咁样，跟住一齐咧，我同佢祈祷，祈祷咗一个钟嘅。
And after that, she calmed down. I said, "You feeling better now?"
咁跟住咧，佢个情绪系镇静翻落嚟啦。咁我就问佢系咪好啲咧？而家情绪。
Her tears by now have dried. She had fallen asleep already.
当时咧，佢啲眼就已经干晒啦，甚至已经瞓着咗啦。佢。
Suddenly, I woke her up.
跟住咧，我就叫醒佢。
She said, "Mommy, why are we here?"
跟住问我：咦，点解我哋喺呢度嘅
？I said, "Don't you remember?"
咁我你记唔记得？
He says, "No, I don't know why I'm sitting on the toilet floor with you."
佢話：我唔知點解我哋喺地廁所地下上邊坐咗喺度嘅。
And suddenly, that confirmation from my spirit was clear. We are in a spiritual warfare, and my daughter is like in a daze.
咁咧，跟住我就開始明白，我哋真係喺一個屬靈嘅爭戰裏邊。咁我大女咧都好似失去咗少少嘅即係指控嘅能力咁樣。
She was so outraged with with a lot of anger, and I know that anger is not from her.
當時佢突然間好嬲怒，好多嘅嬲怒嘅情緒，但我知道呢個嬲怒嘅情緒唔係嚟自佢自己嘅。
Because she's not like that. She's a very sweet girl all the time.
一直以嚟咧，佢係一個好甜嘅女仔嚟嘅。
So she woke up, she got up, give me a kiss, bye bye, mommy, thank you.
跟住咧，佢醒咗啦，咁又喺我面上錫咗一啖咧，跟住咧就走啦，可以離開啦。
And she went to play with her sister, and as if nothing ever happened.
咁佢同佢嘅細妹開始玩翻，好似冇嘢發生過咁樣。
Sometimes parents is like that, isn't it? Parenting is like that.
咁做父母就係咁。
Before you get over your anger, they are making friends already.
你都真係未嬲完啊，其實佢哋已經冇事啦。
But I say that there's a spiritual dynamics dimension over the difficulties in our home.
但係正如我所講，喺家庭裏邊遇到困難咧，其實有屬靈嘅層面嘅。
If the devil can't get to you, the devil will get to your children.
如果個魔鬼咧係控制唔到你咧，影響唔到你咧，佢會影響你啲細路仔嘅。
Because your children will get to you，
因為啲細路仔咧就會嚟煩你嘅。
Because they know that whatever the devil throw at you， you're able in Jesus' name to rise up and to declare that Jesus is Lord， and the devil will run from you。
如果個嘅魔鬼係有啲咩想攻擊你咧，只要你起耶穌嘅名，講耶穌嘅名啦，跟住祈求佢啦，其實佢可以幫你咧。是拎走这些攻击的。
But when the devil gets to your children, it gets to you.
不过如果魔鬼去攻击你的小孩的时候，那些小孩就会来找你，攻击你。
So fathers and mothers, this is my last word to all of us.
我最后一句呢，想跟大家父亲母亲讲的呢，就是
Fathers, you are the head of the home.
父亲呢，就是家庭的头。
You are the spiritual anchor and the leader in the home.
咁你都系一个家庭里边嘅领导啦，同埋呢个属灵嘅根基。
We are to pray as fathers to pray for our children every day.
我哋应该咧作为父亲，每日都为我哋嘅仔女嚟祈祷。
Pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for yourself every day.
咁每日咧都为你嘅细路仔、你嘅妻子嚟祈祷。
That the Lord will protect them, the Lord will guard them, the Lord will lead them.
求神咧，求主咧，每日都去保护佢哋，引领佢哋，带领佢哋。
And as wives and mothers, we are to be helpmeet.
咁咧，作为妻子咧，我哋就要去帮助嘅，提供帮助。
We are to support, we are to inspire, we are to motivate.
我哋咧就系要去支持啦，提供支援啦，去提供一啲启发性嘅机会啦。
So we do not disagree with our husband unless they are really outrageous, right?
咁除非我哋嘅丈夫咧，真係好唔妥當啦，否則我都唔會話公開咁同佢有啲咩反對佢做嘅嘢嘅。
We don't quarrel over whether we drink apple juice or orange juice。
我哋唔會話因為應該飲蘋果汁定橙汁而去爭執嘅。
We need to understand that if we live a life in God to play our roles, our children will mirror us in faith。
我哋知道咧，如果我哋真系活喺神里边嘅话咧，我哋生命咧系会为啲仔女系睇到嘅，咁佢哋咧就可以行出一个有信心嘅生命嘅。
So we live in grace, we live in growth, we live in godliness。
我哋嘅生命咧系需要活喺恩典当中，同埋咧系有成长同埋有敬虔。
Sometimes our children are rebellious because they don't see God in us。
有时我啲细路仔可能好反叛，因为见唔到我哋生命有神。
And so they see our double standard when we are treating our church friends, we are so friendly, so nice, so sweet.
他看到我们有相同的标准，我们跟教会朋友一起的时候就这么甜啊，这么友善啊，这样。
We go home, we bark at them.
但回到家呢，就会向他们去发怒了。
And as a result, we are like a Jekyll and Hyde, you know, we have two personalities.
所以他们觉得我们好像有相同性格。
If you really want to treat your family loving, treat them the same as you treat your pastors.
如果你想你一个家庭咧系有爱心喺当中咧，你一定要对待你嘅家人咧，好似你对待你嘅牧者一样。
I hope you treat your pastors well.
咁我希望大家对你哋嘅牧者都系好嘅。
And I hope that we all live under God so that we will be godly parents.
咁我都希望我哋每一个都喺神底下嚟到生活，我哋变成咧系好有敬虔嘅。
If we take care of the debt of our lives, God will take care of our family.
The debt.
The debt.
The debt. Okay. 如果我 如果我哋即系照顾咧，我哋体会翻我哋内心里边嘅深处系点嘅话咧，神咧系会知道系会系供应我哋一切需要嘅。
There are times in my life I have to go and really apologize to my girls because I was wrong.
咁其实试过咧，我系要向我嘅女咧道歉，因为我知道我系做错嘅。
I say, will you forgive mommy?
我问佢哋，你会唔会宽恕我咧
？And then my second child, who is a very precocious child, she came to me and says.It's okay, mommy. I forgive you.
咁我嗰个嘅细女咧，佢好早熟嘅，咁佢就会同我讲话啊，妈咪，我会宽恕你嘅。
Don't do anymore, okay?
不过唔好再做啦。
I encourage us to walk in godliness.
咁我鼓励大家都系过敬虔嘅生活。
I'm sure there's some questions. Maybe I may not be able to answer. Maybe your pastor can answer them.